like mad.
What does? The lift. These stairs are funny.
Oh, there's a forensic van for plant detective. So here is the planetarium.
Oh, and that's where they're showing that 3D
thing.
It's only
got 69 seats.
Oh, right.
Future space. Future technology. Future space. What's that? It's a solitary.
What?
Fungi facts. Do you find low-fat mayonnaise and margarine too thin on taste and texture? Thin fats in such foods could be replaced by wood. But without telling you the difference. The air-filled emulsion coated with the mushroom protein hydrofoam mimics the texture of fat. So that could be used in low-fat mayonnaise.
Mmm. Doing another audio boo now, so this is inside Think Tank now. We've paid.
Oh, diabetes here.
All right.
Diagnosis by cake. You could now have the perfect excuse to eat that piece of cake for a medical checkup. Select a disease to test for and eat the necessary cake to see if you have it. The cake will deliver chemicals into your blood that are then detected with a breathalyzer.
Oh my goodness.
It's the University of Dundee. Gosh.
Wow.
So you can detect cancer, diabetes, and heart disease.
It's clever.
Yeah. Stand here. What does this say?
Eliminate pollution. New fuel cell technology promises power without pollution. But will it be ready to use before our current fuel supplies run out?
Oh.
Is that it?
Sounds like it. It sounds like someone off Radio 4.
Here is invisibility cloak. Scientists are a step closer to creating a Harry Potter style invisibility cloak using a naturally farming crystal called calcite after vanishing on object visible to the naked eye for the first time. Vanishing an object visible to the naked eye for the first time. Transparent calcite crystals placed over an object bends light bouncing off the object away from your eyes, giving an illusion of invisibility. Objects the size of a car could be cloaked in this way.
Wow.
You have to eat a cake and then it tells you by being breathalyzed. Discuss, debate, questions, talking points. Find out what others think. How do you say, how do you think technology will change the world for your grandchildren? Oh, this old people's person. Interactive stuff.
That sounds good.
Could people live forever? Tissue engineering. Building new bodies. Sometimes the body does not have enough tissue to repair itself. Disease, old age, and accident can all cause human tissue loss. Innovations in tissue engineering mean scientists can now grow functional tissue. This rotary cell culture system stimulates a zero-gravity environment. Inside is a nutrient-rich liquid to promote cell growth and a scaffold on which cells can grow to work.
Gosh.
So there's a rotating disc that you can't...
So it eliminates effective gravity because it's rotating.
All right.
Why do you have to have a lack of gravity?
Don't know.
The Yarbrough. Use the tracker ball to move across. This doesn't work. Medical robots. For many people, recovering from an operation can take weeks or months. Keyhole surgery using a Da Vinci medical robot.
Robots are the ultimate tool for human use. But unlike most tools, they are designed to be smart. There's no limit on how smart they can get. Smarter even than the humans who use them. There will be robots that can learn to survive in any new surroundings. The ocean floor asserts a distant planet.
You know, Fiona, there's numbers going through the page.
Robots, engineers,
yeah.
And whenever I go on one of them, it gives
it
a new
says
text.
Something.
Operating computer environment.
There's only four.
Would you let a robot care for me? Could we control robots with our thoughts? Could robots take over from you?
There's already a film out about that.
Like a criminal.
It's a robot.
A RoboCop.
The biggest single limitation is holding back the development of robotics and sensors and computers is the brain power and the brain power of young people. We will have to begin to have relationships with robots which are rather like those we have with people. Professor Mike Brady. It's a video pill. This camera pill is small enough for you to swallow. Once inside, it will pass painlessly.
Well, I suppose that's just to scan you.
Sensors to control the world through your speech and movement. Miniature sensors working in every machine, office, and house. Could sensors eliminate crime? Could an alcohol sensor immobilize your car?
People may wear smart clothes, smart patches on their skin or something they've swallowed, and it will continuously monitor their state of health. So that sensors, homes might be much more efficient. We will have sensors all over the place which will control things without us even knowing it. This is a gyroscope. There's sensors that can detect a very small change.
Wearable sensors to measure every aspect of your body.
Who's heard that?
Yeah.
Sensors to control the world through your speech and movement.
Apparently this should be about gyroscopes. As a result of miniaturization.
Miniature sensors working in every machine, office and house.
Stop now.
Could sensors eliminate crime?
Have we had that?
I think so, yeah. I don't know.
Put in alcohol.
Design and materials. This sensory fabric is ideal for use by people with special needs, like the elderly, people with reduced mobility, or people in hospital. It combines the technology of textiles and electronics to create a new material. By touching it, you activate a switch. And you can interact with machines and computers. So that is clear.
Oh, this is
the start. Sensory fabric interface.
Not being able to communicate with anyone around you. Not understanding how to use a telephone, or physically not being able to use a computer keyboard. Researchers at Cornell University have now developed something called sensory fabric that will help people with their communication problems, whatever it is. The researchers are adapting the invention to help everyone to hear it. An approach known as design for life. For instance, people with problems using modern hardware like computer keyboards can have them replaced with sensory fabric. Not only is it less complex than the modern day keyboard, but the softer fabric is easier to use.
But you have to see it.
And yeah.
Once you finish typing, you can even crumple it up and stick it in your pocket.
Screw it up.
The fabric works like this. Two sheets of electrically conductive fabric are placed on top of each other. A mesh of non-conductive material is put in between them so they don't touch. When you press on the fabric, the first conductive sheet is pushed through the holes of the mesh and connects with the second one. This chips a switch that gives an electronic command.
much how this, you know, these birds that you can buy that tweet. That's what it is.
Because the fabric responds to pressure, it can also be made into sheets to help bed bound patients communicate, or worn at bandages might be too tight. In fact, the only disadvantage is that it's so simple and convenient, I forget what it's for.
Oh, somebody blew their nose on the keyboard.
Yuck.
The inventors, what is it? Asher Peter, research fellow, the designer for Life Centre.
It's what we call barrier-free.
And Dr. Stan Swallow.
The idea is that it's something so well designed that it's easy enough for somebody with some physical or mental impairment to use. Surely it must be a good solution for able-bodied people too.
How will we use essential fabrics?
I think essential fabrics is just going to be an extension of everyday common or fabrics that we already come into contact with. So in clothing we can begin to embed the technology. In our surroundings, our interior designs, we can begin to embed the technology. And we won't really know that we're using it at all.
How might it develop?
There are a lot of other groups and a lot of other research efforts working on similar things, developing similar types of active fabrics, we like to call them. There's a group, for instance, producing display screens, computer displays, that are purely fabric. There are groups working on making flexible batteries, flexible solar cells. So eventually, the ultimate aim is to be able to take these small, cold, hard, high-tech products that we all use at the moment and turn them into completely fabric products.
Imagine that. Don't know if I'd like that. Everything being made of fabric.
You quite like that?
No, I don't think I would.
No, you wouldn't do that at any time. EMO, the emotional machine. Emotional machines are robots or systems that can mimic or recognise human emotions. This exhibit needs some maintenance.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
What are machines with feelings? How do we show our feelings? Can a machine really have emotions? So there is like a face, a basic face with machine mechanisms behind it, so it could smile. So it's got two lips, which are rubber tubes, and I suppose with manoeuvring them, you can sort of
count make them.
Same with the eyebrows and things. Micro machines and invisible writing. Turn the red metal disc to see a micro machine and invisible writing. Oh, here we are. There's the red disc.
Oh, you
turn it. Oh.
What?
It's invisible writing on the screen here.
Oh.
But you can't see it.
Well, no. Where's Dad?
Micro machines, it's just next to us now, are tiny devices with static or working parts on a scale of a millionth of a metre, about the width of a human hair. With micro technology, everyday products will become smaller, cheaper, lighter, and faster. In the future, they'll be found in our homes, factories, and offices, and even inside our bodies to improve our health. The micro machine is seen under the microscope to your left, is only 1 millimetre long and 0.5 millimetre wide. Some of the invisible parts are invisible to the naked eye. It's like a tiny light. What are micro? It doesn't work, does it?
No, this is for what's
a different. Wow, that's a thing. How to
these interactive on? Things always fail, don't
they? Yeah.
Well, some of them worked.
And then there's nanotechnology is on a scale of atoms, the scale of a billionth of a metre. So micro machines are a millionth of a metre. This is a billionth of a metre.
Gosh.
Engineering on the scale means building up materials atom by atom to create complex chemicals and engineering structures. Nanotechnology will revolutionise the products we use every day, from nanoscale particle drugs absorbed by skin patches to nanosilicon chips leading to miniature computers.
That's what using.
Well, he was. He's not now.
This tiny piece of silicon on the display in front of you has writing on it. Too small to see, even with a microscope. The lettering is so small that it will be possible to fit over 170 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica on the chips of that size.
How big are they?
Well, I mean, it's obviously enlarged on the screen, but it'll be a billionth of a metre.
Gosh.
Now, here's a lovely machine of micro air vehicles, MAVs. Micro air vehicles. They look like a little fly.
That's showing you one that was alive a long time ago with massive wings. They don't exist. They're dragonflies, Fiona.
Oh, right.
They're not very big, are they?
No.
Well, there's a one in prehistory that was much, much bigger, showing you.
Right. So here, they're small flying machines, MAVs, micro air vehicles, that will revolutionise how we search dangerous environments and locate objects.
What's the military using now to?
I spy with my little fly. In the next 20 years, emergency services, police, military services and the nuclear and chemical industries may be using insect-like aircraft complete with flapping wings to help them see what's hidden in dangerous and enclosed environments. They will contain sensors, power supply and motors, and once programmed with a mission will operate on their own without the need for radio control. And most unusually for an aircraft, they will fly by beating their wings like giant flies.
Can get blown around a bit though.
Hmm.
How do engineers and scientists build a machine that flies like an insect? It's very complex, that flight, and highly efficient. The wings both oscillate and rotate. Do you know what oscillate means?
Yeah, they go backwards and forwards, don't they?
Yeah. And rotate, moving in a figure of eight motion. This gives insects a high level of control for lift and moving. This model micro air vehicle has wings made of lightweight carbon fibre.
Yeah.
They're doing it 1,000 times a second.
No, what they're doing is like this, figure of eight.
Oh, yeah. But really, really fast.
Hmm. Well, no, it's going quite slowly.
Yeah, 1,000 times a second.
Yeah, it'll do it slowly on there
it's
to show you, but.
No, 20 beats per second. A real working man would have wings flapping at 20 beats per second, about the same as a butterfly, and be much smaller in size.
That is quite fast still, though, isn't it? 20 beats per second.
Virtual robot programming. Thousands of people already work with robots every day, adapting these robots quickly, and robots do your job. The key tool in car design is a software modeling program. In the virtual world, it models the individual parts and generates the most effective way of assembling them accurately on a full-scale plan. Robots. Oh, this is a robot.
Oh, that testing. One's working again now.
Hello, Ethan Carey, how are you?
Oh.
Yeah, you type in your name.
You type in what it wants to put, and then you type in here what you wanted to say, and then press the play. But it's a bit stiff to keep up.
Yeah.
Keep pressing it.
Ah.
So you can respond back to it. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you wanted to, keyboard back to it. So, what do you want to say, Fiona?
I don't know, you decide.
It's a QWERTY keyboard.
Hello, Fiona, how are you?
Oh, right, okay, I'm going to delete that. Backspace.
Yeah. Hello, Fiona.
Hello.
This is a boo of me.
Don't say anything. Because it will be a surprise then. Here we are. Play.
Hello,
Phil.
Harry, why
not
you?
Oh. How what?
I couldn't type.
Harry, really why? Hard.
Let's do it properly. The end doesn't work.
Oh.
So you go.
Fiora.
And the W doesn't work, it says Q.
Oh, that's a bit weird. Oh, is it one of these sensory fabrics or something you have to type on?
Oh, how? It's done it now. Oh, look. This is easier.
You do it a different way.
When you've done that, can you get it to say hello, audio boo?
No, it's quite easy. You don't have to do much. Oh, you do it very light.
You can spell it with a name properly.
Shift.
So are you typing on fabric?
A touch screen.
Oh.
It's a bit like a big phone.
Big phone or something, yeah.
Have a picture
of
it,
you know?
Can
do.
Not important.
I don't know if it'd be a very good picture though, because it's quite dark in here.
Well, do you want me to send you a picture? Or if you want to?
If it's any good, yeah. But I don't know if it would be, because it is quite dark.
This camera's good for low light. There's a robot image in front of us. Well, it's a mechanical robot, someone's built.
Right, are we ready to play?
Yeah, we're listening.
Wait, you do
just do
you
a want. Picture. Yeah, go on.
Hang on.
I think it talks to you
then. It's funny. What? It says goodbye. Oh, the hearts. Look, you get hearts on. You can get hearts on
there's
the
options
eyes.
Of, there's pictures of hearts, and you press that, and then it makes the robot have a heart.
Colour.
Lighter.
It can go red. It's got red wings.
A red face.
Red face, isn't it?
A green face, if you want to press the green face.
And now it's winking.
Oh, right. This is like the emotion thing that it was on about, maybe.
The eyes go.
The eyes move.
Eyes change to sort of like unhappy eyes. You cough.
Oh, what's it? Does it make a sound when it coughs?
You have to play it.
Do you
have to play it or something afterwards?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I know what you need to do. You have to go in here, audio. Hello, Fiona.
Oh, you put them in order.
And then cough. And then colour. And drag them in. So basically, it's a bit like drag and drop, and the head can go sideways, up and down, like nodding. The hand can move up, and the arms can move up, you know, like flapping up and down.
Oh, yeah.
And then it can have sob, it can cry. And it can snigger.
Smile.
Oh, can it snigger? That'd be good.
Yeah. Okay, now shall we go and play
yes,
it?
Yes, play it and see what it does.
It's not doing anything.
She said
we need to go back.
She said it was stiff as well.
Oh, here we are. Let's play, is it?
Should we do it now?
It's not doing anything, it doesn't snigger.
Wasn't there a button that you did before?
Stop it. Go back. Where's this speech bit?
Oh, live. Let's go live. Let's compose. And then we go. Oh, it's live.
It said the speech.
Oh, it's doing it. Hello.
My name is Jerry.
The eyes move. And the arms move up and down.
My name is Jerry.
Oh, wow.
And the hearts, the eyes flash, the heart-shaped eyes.
Eyes
love
going heart-shaped.
Aww.
Let me stop that and do it again.
I wanted it to snigger. You have to wait a minute.
Is it? Head, colour, eyes, audio.
My name is Dan.
And this is the movement. Here, is it?
Let's go live. Hang on a minute. And then we went.
Oh, it's moving.
Yeah. You know, it's gesturing. Come on.
Come on.
And now it's dance moving. It's sort of. The arms are spreading out and the head's moving from left to right. And
oh, wow.
Shaking its head.
And then it's going to do happy face. Ooh, it's lifting its head up like, you know, what's it doing? Excuse me.
I thought that.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, that was loud.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
It's quite a shouty robot.
Coughing.
Yeah.
Sob. And goodbye.
See ya.
I wanted it to laugh.
Do you want to see my film impressions?
Yeah, go on, say yes.
Do the program it.
No, you do.
So what do you do for a living?
It's just buttons. And that, do you want to blow a kiss or bye, a good bye-bye or
where's
goodbye?
Where's the snigger one?
Snigger, sexy, do you want that one?
Oh, go on.
Do you think I'm sexy?
How are you? Goodbye.
Oh, is it waving?
Oh, I don't know what that might be. Question. No, I don't know what that is. So
what do you do for a living?
Isn't it time?
Isn't it time you were leaving? See ya.
Where's the snigger?
I want to go down the mall snigger. If you like. One.
Oh, it's a kiss.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Broken.
Isn't it time you were leaving? See ya. See you around. Do you want to see my film impressions? How are you? Would you like to see my pneumatic robo muscle?
How funny.
Do you think I'm sexy? So what do you do for a living?
It's got no sound with this. These are hand movements.
He's sort of going like, come here you, with his finger.
Yeah.
Face movements.
Where is it you can get it to cough and snigger and stuff?
Is that a different
place? There's noises there.
Oh, there's just
and
more
there's
then,
sob,
then.
Snoring, wake up.
Oh, snoring and wake up. Sounds like you.
Snigger?
Hang on.
And then chicken. And then cough. Oh, do you want to sad?
Cry.
Go on then. Doesn't work.
Wait a minute.
Cry.
I know that's
not convincing, is it? Now, what's this supposed to be?
Hmm.
A weird laugh.